conversation.
Over 100 students and members of the deaf and hard of hearing community gathered to have a conversation with USF staff. Julie Sarovich, the dean of the College of Communication Sciences and Disorders, said that the program is not closing, though it may be altered. But protesters say even that could have a significant impact on the deaf and hard of hearing community.
I need interpreters for me, for my doctor's appointment, and where am I going to get them if this program is closed?
Those were the words of Kelvin Joel, a deaf man and one of the organizers of the protest. He signed his concerns to Dean Sarovich. Spoken translation was provided by ASL interpreters, many of them alumni of USF's program. No official decisions have been made about the interpreter training program, but the community has made it clear. The want is there, and the need will always be present. For WMNF News, I'm Raina Canis in Tampa.